Chapter 54. Last he saw his guest sleeping, his arms on the table, his head on his arms. "Now, look here," he shouted, slapping the table with the palm of his hand. The naturalist woke up, and sat all in a heap, staring owlishly. "Here," went on Elmayer, speaking very loud and thumping the table, "I want to know. You, who say you have read all the books, just tell me. Why such infernal things are ever allowed. Here I am. Done harm to nobody, lived an honest life. And a scoundrel like that is born in Rotterdam, or some such place at the other end of the world somewhere, travels out here, robs his employer, runs away from his wife, and ruins me, and my Nina he ruined me, I tell you, and gets himself shot at last by a poor miserable savage, that knows nothing at all about him really. Where's the sense of all this? Where's your providence? Where's the good for anybody in all this? The world's a swindle. A swindle. Why should I suffer? What have I done to be treated so?" He howled out his string of questions, and suddenly became silent. The man who ought to have been a professor made a tremendous effort to articulate distinctly, "My dear fellow, don't you see that the bare fact, the fact of your existence is offensive? I like you like. He fell forward on the table, and ended his remarks by an unexpected and prolonged snore. Elmayer shrugged his shoulders and walked back to the balustrade. He drank his own trade gin very seldom, but when he did, a ridiculously small quantity of the stuff could induce him to assume a rebellious attitude towards the scheme of the universe. And now, throwing his body over the rail, he shouted impudently into the night, turning his face towards that far-off and invisible slab of imported granite upon which lingered that thought fit to record God's mercy and Willem's escape. "Father was wrong, he yelled. "Want you to smart for it. You must smart for it. Where are you, Willems? Hey, hey? Where there is no mercy for you, I hope." "Hope," repeated in a whispering echo the startled forests, the river and the hills, and Elmayer, who stood waiting, with a smile of tipsy attention on his lips, heard no other answer. End of the Project Gutenberg text of An Outcast of the Islands. Outside by Gutenberg Edition.